Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today I just checked, it ticked over $1 million. I was crying in the bathroom and I felt like I had no other options. We took turns in the bathroom crying. There's gotta be more to life than this.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in the brothers, you know what I'm saying? Black women are winning right now. You all are setting a bar of excellence. You all are setting a bar of education. You all are the number one rising entrepreneur. We need to step up. So what are the top five stocks that's making you money right now?
Top five. Welcome to the table.
What's going on, fam? Listen, man, today is a day that you want to share this video. You definitely want to share this with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mama, your brother, your cousin, your nephew, because today we're going to be talking about the remarkable rise, watch this, of Black investors as a driving force in shaping America's investment landscape. You see, in recent years, a notable surge in Black participation in financial markets has caught the attention of the world. Fueling this growth is a wave of younger Black investors who are rewriting the rules of traditional investing. You know, I told you all, we have a rise of mobile apps and commission-free trading platforms like Moomoo, and the widespread accessibility of financial education through social media, through podcasts, through shows like The Table with Anthony O'Neill. We have a new generation of young people embracing the power of investing like never before. According to a recent survey conducted by Ariel Investments and Charles Schwab, nearly 70%, watch this, 70% of Black respondents under the age of 40 are actively investing, outpacing their white counterparts in the same age group. Now, this shift signifies a profound cultural change, with discussions about money and investing becoming more prevalent within Black families. Ariel Patrick, who is the Chief Communications Officer at Ariel Investments, notes this cultural shift, stating, "You're seeing these conversations about money and investing coming up at the dinner table with families, coming up at the dinner table on dates. And I'm super excited about that, because you know why? Today, we're going to dive deeper in how you can be a part of this. If you're not investing, I want you to dive in deep. If you are investing, listen, I have an expert today by the name of Terry. She's not new to this platform. She's not new to my life. She is a dear friend, because Terry is a passionate, and I mean this, a passionate advocate for financial literacy, and has firsthand experience in empowering individuals to take control of their financial futures through investing. We've seen her on a Breakfast Club. We've seen her here. We've seen her all over the world, really helping people take their first trade. So again, hit that thumbs up button. Let us know that you're enjoying today's content. Subscribe to the family if it's your first time watching this. You got to join the E3 family, because here at the table, we're on a mission to expand in three key areas throughout the rest of this year. We're going to be expanding in our abundance, wellness, and freedom. And today, we're going to really hit two, abundance and financial freedom. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the table for the third time at this table, my dear sister Terry. What's going on, sis?
Hey, Anthony. Yo, how you doing?
This is your first time at this table, huh?
Oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
Listen.
Like, I'm so proud of you.
Listen.
Y'all, this stage, like this studio is gorgeous.
Oh,
like,
man. Team did a great job. I ain't do nothing.
I'm so proud of you.
Man, I got a great team.
And all those stats you said, you're so right. Like, you are such a big part of all the African Americans that are starting to invest. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Good job.
I'm excited about it, you know, because Terry, you've really mastered this space. And you've been on the show, this should be your third time. The very first show, you know, we was talking about how you were single and she won't date a school teacher. And look at me, y'all. Don't look at Terry. Look at me. You know, we talked about how, you know, you've made $1 million in a day, not every single day, but you've made that money. And I really want to start off this show because my people are coming to get that information, right? So I really want to talk about real briefly on, tell us a little bit about your journey, because what we're going to do for those of you all who are new to Terry, we're going to link the very first show that we ever did inside of the show notes, so we can really go learn her entire story, because she has a beautiful story, a beautiful why. Remember, I teach this on our platform, that if your why doesn't make you cry, then the price of commitment will make you cry. And I really want you to hear her story, why she's passionate about this, and you'll give it to us a little bit here, but that was a whole hour and a half show that they have to go back and watch.
Yeah.
So we'll link that in show notes. But Terry, tell us a little bit about your story and your journey of why investing and trading and stocks are important to you.
Yes. So first of all, I will date a teacher.
Oh, Lord.
I was in education for 10 years.
Oh, Lord.
I was assistant principal of an elementary school, so I know there are good teachers out there. But the problem was, Anthony, I was crying in the bathroom almost every other day.
Okay, okay.
And that's why I'm so passionate about investing, because it gave me a way out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was crying in the bathroom, and I felt like I had no other options.
Okay.
Just from administration. I was stressed. I was working too much.
Yeah.
Like, me and the other assistant principal, we took turns in the bathroom crying.
Wow.
And even just going to work. I remember times sitting in my car feeling like, do I have to go into this building? Like, do I have to deal with my bosses? Mm-hmm. And even the reason I actually started investing was my friend passed away, and he was 31. And I just felt like there's got to be more to life than this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started investing, while I was still at work, started trading as a side hustle until I could quit and start traveling around the world.
Wow.
And that's my why, to be able to afford to do something different or to be able to have options in your life so you don't feel like you're stuck.
Yeah.
Because honestly, when I started making some money, I was like, I might stay at this school.
Yeah.
Because now I have a little bit more padding in my account. If they do something crazy, I have the option to leave.
Yeah.
I don't have to stay here.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I invest.
So it's like the name of your company is Trade and Travel. And how are you doing it? I mean, are you trading and traveling? Are you getting out? I know me and you just came back from Dubai.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was awesome.
But it's like, as a Black woman, and I want to say this, it has nothing to do with the show, but it has everything to do with the show. Black women are winning right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like y'all are... You all are setting a bar of excellence. You all are setting a bar on education. You all are the number one rising entrepreneur. You all are becoming stronger mentally. And I'm disappointed in the brothers. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest, which makes me need to step up. Because it's like, okay, wait. Like, wait. When I look at you, you know, we have several ladies on our team. But when I look at Michelle, who's on our team...
Amazing,
right? Mm-hmm. One of the strongest team members we honestly have. But when I look at her work ethic, her level of excellence, I'm like, man, brothers, we need to step up. And I'm grateful because every time I work with Michelle, she makes me want to do better. Because it's like, wait, if she could do that and I'm supposed to be the leader, I need to be like 10 times Michelle, right? But coming back to you, to the ladies, y'all keep winning. Like queens, Black sisters, nah, Jay, put that camera on me. I'm talking to the ladies right now. Thank you. Y'all keep winning. Seriously, I'm praying for you all. I'm rooting for you all. Thank you for what you're doing.
You just heard Anthony talk about how Black women are killing it, and that's true. We are reaching the highest places in corporate. We are taking over businesses. We are owning companies. But the problem is, when we stop working, the money stops coming. If we don't take on the next client, then where does the money come? If we don't show up for someone, then how do they get taken care of? That's why we need to have more income in our accounts. That's why we need to have more flexibility so that we can have options. And it's also why we're inviting you to the Take Your First Trade Challenge, because we want to teach you how do you get more income so that you can have more opportunities to do the things that you love.
But Terry, how does that feel? Like, how does that feel to be a young Black woman? You're no longer a school teacher. You trade full time.
Yeah.
You have a whole company that you built off of that. You're teaching people how to day trade and swing trade and more about stocks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, because I'm not a day trader. You know, I'm scared to day trade, but you've mastered it. So I want to learn more about that today, too. But it's like, how do you feel first to have that level of freedom at your young age? I won't tell the world how old you are, but at your young age, how does that feel?
I feel like I could do anything in the world. And I know that's such a cliche, mm-hmm. but I feel like if I do want to fly to Dubai to just have a meal, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to buy a new home in Puerto Rico, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to pay for my mom to retire, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this, I can do anything
mm-hmm.
feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there used to be a time where I felt really chained.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, okay, I got to do what my boss says. It was a have to versus I want to
yes.
mentality.
Yes.
I have to go to work. I have to do that. We all have to do that.
Right.
But now I'm in the I want to phase of
that's
life.
It.
I get to really lean into that. If I want to do something, I can. If I want to pay for my niece and nephews to go to college, I can.
Mm.
Right? We get to lean into the I want to's of life.
Yeah, no, I love that, and I think for us to get from this is so good. I feel good right now. I feel like the preacher side of me that's coming, y'all. I feel like the preacher side of
don't
me.
Don't do that.
No, I can't do that
because okay.
we got 35, 40 minutes. My people's like, hey man, don't give us no hour show no more. So we got to hit this information real good.
Okay.
And a generation of people who want to go from having to do something to I want to do something. I'm doing the things that I want. A huge part of that is you got to have a nest egg. You got to have investments that can fund your lifestyle to do the things that you want. Right. But there are some misconceptions when it comes to investing, when it comes to, you know, day trading, swing trading. There's some investments when it comes to the stock market that I believe some people are scared of the stock market. We see, me was talking about it last night. Last year, the stock market was at 23 and some change, almost at 24% last year. Like,
yes.
I smiled. I was like, yes, Lord. But there are some people who missed out on that opportunity.
There's a lot of people that missed out on that opportunity.
I didn't want to say that like that because, you know, we have some people winning, but I was like, I just want to be nice about it. But you're right.
There's a lot of people that
make a sense. Whole lot of people.
Tax time is coming up and they're looking at the where is my 24%? This
Yo,
ain't mathing like it's supposed to
be. It ain't mathing, right? But what are some of the misconceptions that I think is fearing people from the stock market and really investing into, you know, investments?
Great. So I'm going to answer that question, but I have another thought, too, as you asked me that.
Let's do it.
I think people need to understand that there's levels to investing.
That's good.
So the first level, I think, is savings.
Okay.
You got to have your money making money in a nice, high-yielding savings account.
Yes.
Your cash is making nothing,
right.
as we see on these tax statements.
Facts.
It's making 0.00 nothing.
Right, right.
So it needs to be in some kind of savings. That is an investor.
Yes.
So I think some people that get afraid and they say, well, I don't know how to invest. If you have your money in a savings account, well, you're investing.
Yes.
You already started.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the next step is, okay, what about your retirement? What about your longer term? How are you making that like 8 to 10% return? What are you doing for that?
Now you're talking good. So you're talking about, I see where you're going. Hey, y'all, this may be a little bit longer than 35 minutes. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I mean, because I don't want to rush this kind of information. Taryn, I like that. I love that. So you're talking about there's foundational steps to everything. This is one thing I do love about you, right, is that there are people who are in your space who say bump the savings, bump the 401ks, go straight from zero to getting into single stocks. And I cringe at that because I'm like, yo, wait, we can't do that. But you're saying go ahead and get into a high yield savings account, right? That's your first step because your money is making now on average, you can get between 3 and 5% minimum.
Yes.
On a high yield savings.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into your foundationals like your mutual funds, IRAs, your 401ks, your SEPs. That's the second stage.
Yep.
So you believe in doing that before you go even higher. I'm curious, stage three for you, what is that?
That's more actively swing trading, day trading, more actively investing.
Okay.
So in my mind, too, you can be an active investor even at stage two.
Okay.
Because if you invest in an index of the S&P 500 or the Dow, you are making that 24%.
Yes.
Like you have the potential to make.
Okay, potential.
Right? You're not always going to make it.
We're not.
But even at savings is 5%, investing in the S&P, the Dow, the QQQ, the indexes, is maybe 8 to 10% on blowout year, 20%.
Yep.
And then you say, okay, and now I want to invest actively in individual stocks. Now that's giving me like and I won't say 20% every time, but like a 10 to 20 plus return.
Right.
So there's steps to everything.
I love it.
That's why even in the Take for Your First Trade challenge that you and I are going to do, that's why we're going to teach them how to get invested in those indexes, even as an active investor.
Wow, that way you
still can get that 10% return more passively, but you're still... You know how to get in and out and take some profit, make some income.
No, I love
that. And then you go to your single stock.
I love that. So you leaked a little bit about Take Your First Trade Challenge. We're going to definitely hit that. Give me one misconception that you think is really hurting people that, yo, this is wrong, you guys. But the world tends to believe that that's preventing them from really hitting their investment goals.
Yes, and I wasn't going to skip that because there's actually a lot of misconceptions.
Okay, give me the top three.
One, that it takes a lot of money. People feel like, I can't invest, and this is my little, you know. I can't invest because I don't have any money.
Okay.
Those S&P 500, like the ETFs we were talking about.
Facts.
You can start with $500.
Easy.
And I mean, some people may say, well, Terry, I ain't even got 500. I understand that. Now, you starting at step one then. Go to your savings.
Yeah, Terry, when people tell me they ain't got 500, I can help them find 500.
Like, start making something.
No, I'm serious. Like, if you say you don't have $500 to invest, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Go to anthonyoneal.com/build. I'm going to bring you on the show, and I'm going to show you where you can find $500 in the budget that you already have.
Ooh, I like that.
Because, I mean, when I hear people say, I don't have it. No, you do have it. Where is it?
Where did it go?
Exactly.
And I will say, so where did it go might be our custom hair.
Mm.
It might
hair
be
looks
our,
good, though,
our,
to you.
Thank you, boo.
You know what I'm saying?
Might be our outfits, right?
Outfit look good to you.
Okay.
How much that ring cost you, though? How much the rings cost? Them cream rings, like, they cost you a little something.
You know, I appreciate that, but I got this on clearance, you know. I won't even lie.
He was like, I ain't gonna lie to you, but it's okay. All right, cool. So they think it costs too much.
Yeah. So, like you said, you can find the money.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
And eventually, when you go to step three, you can trade to get the money to do those things you like.
All day long.
Right?
All day long.
So one misconception, I don't have the money. Okay. It doesn't take a lot to start.
Okay.
Another misconception is that, you got to be smart. I'm not smart enough. It's all about math or it's all too many numbers.
Charts.
Yeah. And I will tell you the truth. With the way that I do, the way that I trade is more scientific.
Okay.
So we do look at charts.
Okay.
But it's more about business savvy. Like knowing when to get something on sale, knowing when to, like, you know what? Apple is a good stock, but right now it came down $20. This is a clearance.
Yes.
It's mindset.
Okay.
And then last one is that it's a gamble. That's the one that I get the most. Like, Terry, I can't trade because that's gambling. And honestly, that's because your grandfather told your grandmother, told your aunt, somebody else, and now you have that concept. You've never tried it before, but you continue to spread that it's a gamble, right?
Yeah.
But there are ways to have risk management.
Yeah.
So you can put in something called a stop loss. There was one stock NVIDIA was running recently, and people were like, when do I sell? What I was telling them is actually just put in some protection, and then you can let it run. If NVIDIA falls, you can get out of the stock.
Mm.
But there's ways to protect yourself that make it not as much a gamble.
You know, Terry, one thing I love about you, which this is the reason why you're pretty much like the only day trader, swing trader that I will bring on my show, because I love how you teach. You believe what you believe, but then you also teach, what's the proper word for it, what I'm trying to say? You teach foundational steps and wisdom on top of that. You know, it's like, hey, here's how you protect yourself. Make sure you cover your basics. But once you get the protection and the basics taken care of, your extra money, let's go make some millions. Let's go make a lot of money. I want to learn more about this event that you're doing that I'm speaking at, because I think a lot of people watching right now are like, wait, like, okay, wait, I'm here to learn. We're not going to be able to teach them everything today in 1 hour. Like, this takes days to teach. And you're hosting something that's 5 days that's really teaching them how to take their first trade, about the stock market, about the index, I think. Give us a little bit of information on what this challenge is. And you guys, you can go to tradingtravel.com/Anthony. So that way you can get registered for this event, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be speaking at it. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But exactly what are we going to get in these 5 days?
Great. So first, you're going to get teaching from me
on
the basics of how do I buy and sell my first stock? But it's really, how do I buy and sell my first stock of the S&P 500?
Wow.
Or my first stock of the Dow?
Wow.
Those are the ones that overall generally usually do well. They also, longer term investors like them too. So they're a little less, I won't say less risky, because all investments have risk, but usually on average they do well. So first day, intro to the stock market. Second day, teaching you about the indexes. What is the Dow? What companies are in there? Did you know it was 30 companies?
Mm-hmm.
Next, how do you open a brokerage account?
Mm-hmm.
Next, how do you place the trade? We are literally together, all 100,000 of us, going to be placing a trade together into the S&P. Yes.
So by the end of this challenge, we will learn how the basis of everything and how to take our very first trade.
Yep. How to buy the stock and how to sell it. Because you can't make money if you don't sell it. And I think that's what people don't realize.
Yeah.
You want to use the money for something. You got to be able to sell it when you make some profit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got, I mean, you got the OG in the building, you know, with us. Tiffany Budget Ninja is going to be there. You have another queen in the financial space. Rachel Rogers is going to be there. I will be there. I think I'm teaching day one, right?
You're teaching day one.
I'm teaching day one. And then who else you have coming?
Robert Hartwell.
Okay.
He was on Broadway and then switched into teaching people how to tell their stories.
Yeah.
And then Darnielle Jarvie Harmon. Oh, my gosh. She is the, like, when you see her speak about money. But here's the reason why I brought you all on.
Wow.
Because I've had so many people that have come to my classes, you know, got all the information, and then they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I realized that it's not just about teaching them how to do it. We got to talk about the mindset.
Yes.
And so I've brought you all in to help talk about the mindset. How do you get over those fears?
Yeah.
How do you actually know that it's okay to learn a new skill?
Yeah.
How do you welcome money into your life?
Yeah.
There's so many mental mindsets about, well, I don't need money because I'm good. Like, I don't need to make it because I don't need money like that.
Yeah.
What kind of mentality is that?
No, trust me.
It's better to have money that you don't need than need money that you don't have.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I think I'm excited about this because I think this probably will be one of the first challenges in the money space that I believe that will have a little bit of both spiritual and practical. The Bible says faith and works are needed, right? And so what I hear you're saying is we're going to have a little bit of spiritual side that I will bring, that other speakers may bring, but you're going to be bringing more of the, all right, here's the practical. Get your books out. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do this with the stock market. And I love that. So you guys, I want you to go to, not AnthonyNeal.com, go to tradingtravel.com/Anthony. Sign up today. How much is it?
$99? $97. Really inexpensive. For all of us.
For 5 days?
At 5 days, the speakers coming usually charge tens of thousands.
Yeah. No. I mean, I just know me and Tiffany Budget Ninja alone is $25,000 for an hour of our time.
Right.
And you're getting two people of that combined. That's $50,000 bare minimum for the both of us. And you're getting this for $97.
Same with Rachel. Same for me.
Oh yeah. So y'all,
you're getting us for 5 days,
for
2 hours each day.
And they're getting you every day.
Right.
They ain't getting me every day, not for free. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah,
I'm not playing with you on that one. But man, this is amazing. You know, this is amazing. So y'all go to tradingtravel.com/Anthony. Sign up, you guys. Get your boyfriend, get your girlfriend, get your loved one, because this is how we build generational wealth. Remember, Solomon didn't ask God for, and I'm going to be teaching on this at the webinar, at the challenge. He didn't ask God for more money. He didn't ask God for $1 million to invest, right? He didn't ask God for the blue check mark. He didn't ask God for his haters to die. God said, ask me for anything. Solomon said, God, I just want more wisdom and knowledge so that I can go into my people and govern them correctly with love, with kind, with wisdom. And if you can get the wisdom and knowledge for $97, this could change your future. Right. And so I'm telling you right now, this is something I'm really passionate about with us is how do we get the right knowledge? How do we get the right wisdom? You got your high yield savings account. You already got your basis of investings like your 401ks, your mutual funds, et cetera. Now, come learn how you can use that extra money you have to grow this. Instead of you spending it out on dates and expensive wigs and stuff, how about you flip it a little bit and come make some more money? So now that money can buy more wigs.
Let me talk to you. Whatever, Anthony. So, ladies.
Listen. I'm just saying. I just feel like I just shrunk there. Yeah, I just did. But
that, yeah, you did.
I did. Lord Jesus. But Terry, one of the things here I'm very big on, and you know this about me, is really building generational wealth and leaving a legacy to that, right? How can investing contribute to that? I'm curious for you. You've been doing this now for how long now?
Ooh, 14 years.
14 years.
For 14 years.
Trading for 14 years. Yeah. Last year, I did something that was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my adulthood life. And that was create my estate plan. And inside my estate plan, I had to go through all my assets and really allocate where my assets were going in the case something was to happen to me before I get married. And Terry, God has blessed me tremendously from my investments, from my savings, from the assets that I've been blessed to acquire. I know for me what investing does for generational wealth, but specifically in the Black community, why is this important when it comes to generational wealth? I'm curious, what have you done with your earnings to go towards that?
The trade that I'm most excited about this year has been a trade that I did for my foundation.
What?
We literally, like today I just checked, it ticked over $1 million.
Wow.
So I've made $1 million for the Terry Gioma Family Foundation.
Wow.
From investing. It was a Disney trade. I'm so excited about it because it is one, it's like something that I'm talking about now. Like, yeah. How do you more longer term passively invest, but in order to affect the world?
Yes.
Like in the foundation, now we'll be able to use that money that I made from Disney stock.
Wow.
And now start using it to impact others,
yeah.
Ministries, people. Family. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
But literally, that's what I've done. So, been able to impact ministry.
Wow.
I love things in mental health. I love clean water. That's important to me.
Yeah.
I love churches. So, I've been able to give a lot to the church.
Yeah.
My pastor had his 20th anniversary recently, and I gave like this huge check. And he was like, oh my God, Terry, I have 2 kids in college. I can now pay for that.
Who's the name of your pastor? What's the name of your pastor?
Pastor Carter.
I just saw him.
At Concord. You saw him?
Yeah, ILS. Me and him was cracking up.
I just saw a video of when he ordained me.
Wow.
I have to show it to you. His prayer over my life.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him since I was in high school.
Man, that is awesome.
Those are the things. Being able to do spontaneous gifts. Go on trips like we did with friends.
Phenomenal.
Those kind of things is how you can actually use the money.
Yeah.
That's why when people talk about trading, they start getting all fidgety. But trading is not about just buying stocks and pressing buttons. It's about what you can do with it.
Okay.
It's about taking care of your family. My mom has a lot of hospital bills recently. I could pay for it all. And she was so nervous. She didn't want to actually get the procedures because the doctors were telling her the cost. I was like, Mommy, you forgot you're rich. I need you to go ahead and take the appointment.
Yeah.
Get what you need.
Yeah.
My aunt, she's having a procedure, and we needed to clean the house and get it sterile. Hey, guys, if y'all need to, I can pay for the cleaners.
Wow.
It's those little things. Yeah. That's what trading is about.
Some people are hearing you say the word trading, and they're new to my platform, new to the world of investing. Tell us a difference between what does it mean to trade stocks and your traditional investing, which that I really primarily teach, which is the mutual funds, your 401ks, your IRAs, your SEPs, et cetera. What does it mean to day trade and to swing trade compared to the traditional way of investing?
It's just how active you are in your investments.
Okay.
So all of them are investing.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm an active investor for income.
Okay.
So for example, when I left my job as assistant principal, I needed to replace my income.
Right.
I was making like $4,000 a month. I needed, how am I going to get that?
Yeah.
So I was able to buy a stock, sell a stock, and get that money and use it for my bills, for, at that time I was traveling a lot. I mean, I'm still traveling, but hotels, food.
She really is.
We just went, Tiffany and I, the budgetista, we went to Zanzibar together.
Right after Dubai.
Right after Dubai.
See, I ain't got that kind of money.
By the way, next time you're paying, just so you
know. Oh, no.
How great your
I budget. That's not in my budget.
But yes, like. That's what we do. So active investing is just, I get into a stock and out of a stock in less than a year.
Okay.
So it could be 6 months. That foundation trade, I've had that for 6 months, but it's still considered a trade.
Okay.
Or actively investing because it's less than a year.
Okay.
That's really all it is.
So tell me the top five stocks you're buying. Now, I'm not really into the single stocks just yet because I don't think this is a misconception, but it is facts that there, a lot of people, if you're not taught correctly, they are losing money if you're buying single stocks, right? That is facts. And so I'm curious from you who's into that, and you have all the other basic stuff, which I love, right?
Debt-free, all the things.
All the things. Mm-hmm. Does that scare you that you can lose a lot of money on a single stock world?
It does. I actually had a lady reach out on, she did like a Facebook post. Mm-hmm. Her grandmother had bought some stock for her and left it to her thinking, mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm doing a great thing for my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But then the stock has gone down in value.
Yeah.
So there is some fear there that like we're trying to build legacy, but the stock actually may lose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it is important for us to also talk about the indexes, and that's part of my top five.
Okay.
Like, I do own SPY. It's an ETF of S&P 500.
Okay.
So I do think that's important.
Absolutely.
But is there some fear? Yes, there's fear with anything. I bought a house right before the crash in 2007.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So it's value too. It's still right. Underwater.
Right.
There's always going to be a risk.
Love
but
it.
But there's an upside too that's even better.
What's that upside?
Like this Disney trade, it's up 248%.
Wow.
Like there's a lot of upside.
Potential. Now, will you sell that?
I will.
When will you sell it?
Well, my goal is for it to hit $132. Right now it's at $118. I got in at $80.
Okay.
So when it gets $132, I'll take some profit off.
Okay.
And I'll take all the money that I put in.
Okay.
So that way the thing left is going to be the bank's money.
Okay.
That way.
You got all your money back. Now you're not afraid.
I didn't lose anything.
So is Disney within your top five stocks right now?
It is.
So what are the top five stocks that's making you money right now?
Top five. So I told you Disney.
Okay.
That's the one helping the foundation.
Okay.
It went down quite a bit, but it's still a healthy company.
Okay.
So I believe in it. Then NVIDIA. Right now it's shooting to the moon because of AI.
Yeah.
But I think AI is a thing and we should be involved in it.
Right.
But I think you should have to have some protection, as I said.
Yeah.
It's shot up the last few months, so put in some protection, but I do like it. When it starts coming down, I've invested a little bit.
Okay.
Like it. Meta actually just announced a dividend.
What?
So if you invest in Meta stocks, they actually, I think it just passed. They gave 50 cents for every stock that you own, every share.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are making some good money from owning Meta shares.
Okay.
And I think they're going to start doing that quarterly.
Okay.
So I think that's a nice one, especially for the people in trade and travel that are doing just
like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool. The Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at ThreeRiversFestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Stocks?
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Another one that I like is Google. So there's like this, there's this line of all the tech stocks that are kind of adjacent to AI.
Okay.
So there's like Microsoft, Google, like they're all, they're just doing really well. And I think like if you have some, that's a nice place to be.
Okay.
But one that people don't hear me talk about is Chipotle.
Chipotle the food?
Yes. Do you know their stock is over $2,000?
What?
And after the virus they had a long time ago was like 300 something.
What?
But they just announced a stock split. And often after a stock split, you, the stock will come down a little bit. You can get it, and then it'll go back up. So after it splits, I think they're doing like a 50-for-1 stock split, something like that. Look it up, y'all. Always look up when people tell you stuff. But I like that. I haven't been able to invest in it because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, technically the value stays the same in a stock split, but you can get more shares when it splits.
So when
it's gonna consider.
So when it splits, are you gonna jump in on it?
Mm-hmm. I've liked them for a long time.
Yeah. But Chipotle, they're in the S&P 500.
I think they just got moved into one of the index.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I need to look into that. Off of those five stocks, those are for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, as an investor, how do you choose the stocks that you're going to invest in? Because we have people watching right now and they're saying, okay, Terry, I have an extra $1,000, $1,500. You know, how do I choose and select where I want to invest this money? I got an extra $20,000. Like, what should I do? Do I just stick to the top 10 companies? Do I align myself with companies that I align myself with? And one of the things, another one of my friends, he's a active investor as well. He's looking for companies that are like really, really low, but looking at their projection down the road.
See, I don't have enough time for that.
Mm.
Because I actively invest. I need to move within a year.
I got
right?
you. Right.
So if I'm looking at your trajectory 5 years from now, I won't own the stock anymore. So it's an active thing for me. So I'm looking at stocks that move at least a dollar in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to make money on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
That's
so it needs
good.
To move.
That's good.
I'm looking at stocks that are healthy.
Okay.
So when their earnings come out, earnings are just the company tells you how they're doing every quarter, once a quarter. Is the company doing well? If they say yes, then I'll look at that company.
Okay.
A good tool for this is earningwhispers.com.
Okay.
On Instagram, or not even .com, on Instagram, they have these charts of when companies are reporting their earnings,
Okay.
Great tool.
Wow.
So look at, is it a healthy company? And then lastly, I tend to choose companies that have been on an uptrend.
Okay.
I want you to be doing well so that when I invest in you, in a week, I can sell and make some money and then go on my trip, make $1,000, go on my trip and have a great time. Right?
I love that.
But I've been investing in about 30 companies for a long time.
Mm.
Actually, you know what, Anthony? I'll give you that gift. Anybody who does sign up for the challenge,
mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and give them my watch list. They can have all 30 companies.
Wow.
Yeah, because those companies, I've been trading 14 years. Most of them, I've been trading those.
Wow.
And they've done really well.
So listen, you guys, go to tradeandtravel.com/Anthony. Take your first trade challenge is happening in April, April 15th through
the 19th.
I'm speaking on April 15th. We have some other great speakers who's going to be there, but really it's all Terry teaching you how to take your first trade and really how to start really, how to safely do it and wisely do it, right? To where you can start adding to your portfolio. You can, this is going to be on top of your savings. This is going to be on top of the 15% that you invest throughout the year. This is really going to set the bar for your financial future, and I'm excited about it. So go to tradingtravel.com/ Anthony.
And if somebody sees this after the 14th, mm-hmm. I want them to know that there are recordings for the VIPs.
Okay.
So even if you see this after, you're like, oh my God, I missed it. The link should still work. They can still get it.
Still
afterwards.
See it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. If perfect. Perfect. Yeah. You know, Terry, one of the things that I'm really doing is everything I'm doing now financially has to align with my long-term vision. So you traded and that's impacting your foundation, right? Which is amazing. $1 million in your foundation raised by trading and using the power of compound interest and investments. That's so dope. But how does investing align with other long-term visions for yourself? You know, one of the things that I'm doing is I don't have any kids. Don't know if I'm going to have any. So, but a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Even though I don't have children, I have nephews and I have a niece. And now everything in my portfolio, I would say 70% of it, if I was to pass it, goes to them. Because I want to make sure that I pass down my legacy. Yep. And I'm thinking about this at 40 with no kids, with no wife. I'm curious, how does investing for you align with your long-term goals? One of the things I'm doing, Terry, I haven't told you this. Well, I did tell you this, but I got some property in Dubai.
Yeah.
And 45, I'm moving to Dubai for a whole year. I'm going to live in Dubai for a whole year.
Okay. I love Dubai, by the way.
That's I love Dubai, idea. Too, right? And I was like, okay. Because, I mean, I just feel as if, like, man, wow. Like, when we got there, I was like, I spent that first night, I just walked around. Mm-hmm. And I know, oh, y'all, I wanted to get something to eat. But when I got there, I felt this nudge on my spirit, like, God is exposing me to more. And when I walked, I said, well, God, I didn't know this kind of stuff exists. And I'm like, I think sometimes we're so blinded by the world that we're in, and we don't realize that God built so much. And I said, God, I'm going to be a better steward of my money, because when I want to come live out of the country, I want to be married. And I want to live in a place that I've never lived in my life, that I can experience you in a different kind of way. And for me, when I think of why am I a good steward of my money? Why am I investing more of my money? Why am I not wasting my money on things that I used to waste anymore? It's because I want to experience more of God in a different way. And I get excited about that, knowing in 5 years, I'm going to live in Dubai for a year. And knowing that my investments will provide that lifestyle for me. Not me having to work a 9-to-5 and then quit my 9-to-5 and go with it. Like, this business is an investment that to where I'll be able to fly back, you know, once a quarter and knock out shows with my team, but entrust my team with the building and running the business over here to where they can make money. But I'm curious for you and for those watching, how does investing, trading align with our long-term financial goals?
I'm smiling so much because this reminds me of in Hebrews where it says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm.
And for me, I was not hoping for anything. And God really convicted me of that. And as I hear you speak, this is what you're hoping for.
Absolutely.
So this is what you have to have faith for.
Yes, yes.
Right? And this
yes.
is where God can show up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so amazing.
Love it.
With my estate plan.
Okay.
Not half, but a certain percentage of my account will go towards education of anybody in our family line. Because I don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
Anyone, Ijeoma line, my dad's side, or my mom's side, cousins, niece, nephews, can go to college and that account will fund them.
Wow.
And it's through investing. Like wow. that, it's like its own fund or whatever they call it, right?
Yeah.
So it will be self-sustaining, and it allows all of our descendants, my whole line, to get educated. Another portion of that, there is a portion of it for each piece of my line. So for example, my dad, who can pay for, there's 10 of us. I don't know if you ever, did you ever know that? I have 10.
Yeah, 10. You know, my dad has 17.
I don't know, daddies.
No, I ain't doing that. No, we may not even have one, Lord Jesus.
So my dad, he has a fund, and the investments actually will pay for him for the rest of his life and the rest of the kids' life.
Wow.
Same thing for my sister, my brother. So those funds through investings will pay for them for generations.
Love it.
And they get the interest. Not the actual underlying.
Yeah, the principle. Yeah.
So that's how investing is like impacting us for generations.
Come on, T. Now people are hearing you. Like, man, you've built, you know, a great portfolio for your future, for your family and stuff like that, even for your life now. They see what I'm doing. Let's go back to the people who are watching this for the very first time and saying, Terry, I'm a beginner. And I have limited funds. I don't have a lot of money. I'm on Anthony's plan. I'm budgeting. You know, I just got out of debt. You know, I have limited funds. Limited funds, and it may be $300, $500, $1,000. Mm-hmm. What are some practical steps that they should be taking right now to start the investment journey?
Great question. So I think first step is that they do need to start saving.
Yeah.
Like, that's first step. If you haven't set up an account where you're saving, then...
Facts.
First step.
Facts.
Second step is, once you get to that $500 level, mm-hmm. I do think it's good. And this could be done in your retirement. I think people think that this is just outside. Mm-hmm. I first started trading with my retirement. I had left a job and had some money sitting in a retirement. I moved it to a self-directed IRA.
Okay.
And this is where I was trading.
Okay.
So that was the money.
Okay.
It was like $16,000.
Right.
But even if it's less than that, you can just start trading even in your retirement.
Yeah.
But I would say learn to invest it in those indexes. Mm. So that's step two.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then you can start looking at stocks. And you asked me about, like, how do you pick stocks? Should you go for ones you just like or ones that you know, think are doing well? I think then you can start looking at ones that actually have been doing well and have a track record of doing well. Ways that you find that, look at CNBC and look at what trackers are coming down on the ticker symbol, scrolling across. Mm-hmm. Usually those are some of the good ones. Mm-hmm. Start researching them. Mm-hmm. Look at that earnings whisperer and see which ones they put on the earnings calendar. Mm-hmm. Then you can start picking, okay, I want to invest in some of those. But then you have to decide your strategy.
Yes.
So are you doing dividends? Are you doing an active investing? I'm not a dividend girl. I don't know. I think you are more of that.
Absolutely.
Are you an active investor like me, looking at charts to see, like, when do you get in and when do you sell? What's optimal? Mm-hmm. So I think those are the steps.
Mm. Now, to follow those steps requires some form of education.
Definitely.
You're not just going to wake up today and, okay, I'm going to go read this chart. Even to today, I still have a hard time reading the chart myself because I'm not an active investor as like yourself. I know how to read it, but I'm like, I'm not reading it every single day or five times a day like you, right? Let's talk about education because you're telling people like to read the chart. You're telling people to look at this, go on CNBC and look at that. Are there any platforms or maybe do you teach this on how to start reading and understanding the chart?
Yes. That's in our bigger trade and travel course.
Okay.
We won't cover that in the Take Your First Trade.
Good.
It's
going to
take, it's gonna take a little more than 5 days.
Right.
hours to show you how to do that. But yes, I do teach that in trade and travel.
Real basic, what does a chart teach? Like, not teach, but what does it show you? So if I wake up, because you see it every morning on the news, you see it on a newspaper, like, what does the chart literally show us?
The chart tells you where the stock price has been in the past.
Okay, yes.
But it also tells you where the big banks are buying and selling shares.
Mm.
And that's the part that people don't know.
Yeah.
When you're looking at those candles and seeing them move, they're moving because of buyers and sellers. But they're moving because a big bank had an order for 1 million shares or a big bank had an order to sell 1 million shares. That's what's causing the movement. Mm-hmm. And then we follow the banks. Mm-hmm. Because you know what happened in the past, you have an idea that, hey, there's a high probability that if I get in at this price, it's going to do the same thing that happened in the past.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking at. And it's not surefire. I know the comment is definitely going to be like, there's no surefire way. There's no surefire way of nothing.
Yes.
But it is ways to find higher probability than just throwing your money in and saying, okay, well, I just like this stock.
Yeah.
It does. I use this company.
Yeah.
No, let's be more scientific about it.
Yeah.
Let's look at what the price did in the past and then make a better choice.
I'm going to ask you a real question. I've never heard you answer this question before. I think you can answer it.
I hope it's not about boys. Is it about boys?
No.
Okay, great.
In the 14 years of trading, you've had to lose some money.
Yes.
And I think oftentimes we hear people in a day trading, I made $1 million. I'm making $100 million. But they really never talk about how much money they lost. And one, how did they lose it, right? Is it because of lack of education or is it because, hey, that's the nature of the game. But we put things in place to make sure while I may lose, I didn't lose everything. And I really want to talk about that, T, because I think just a personal conviction of mine, being a good steward of my community, I don't want to sell them like, oh, my gosh, you're going to make all this money, but then you may lose some, too. I want to talk about that part real quick. How did you feel? Well, one, if you feel comfortable, how much money have you lost over the years of doing this? Two, how did you feel? And three, what were the things? Why did you lose it? Is it because the stock market, it's just, it is what it is? Was some of it because, hey, you didn't learn this and this is why it's important to get the education, because you could have saved money if you would have got the education, if you would have took a challenge of what you're offering. But I really want to talk about that because I just feel convicted about that.
Yeah. My losses have been my biggest teachers.
Mm.
Like, a big part of my risk management now is because I lost in the past.
Mm.
And even I teach from my losses.
Okay.
So that people don't have to lose the way that I lost.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I told you I've been trading 14 years. The first 6 years I was trying to teach myself.
Okay.
And it was mainly I would do something, try it out, then I would lose.
Yeah.
And then I would do something else, try it out. So some of the biggest losses
were
believing in a company too loyally. So, for example, I thought that Pandora, you know, the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that everybody was going to have it. It was going into cars for the first time. This was a while back.
Yeah.
It was going into cars for the first time. The smart TVs were now having like a little icon. So I was like, oh, this company's about to blow up. It was $40 at the time. Do you know that it had earnings? Earnings said it is not making money, and the stock went down to, I think, at the end of the day, like $3, $4.
No.
Yes. And I lost. At that time, I wasn't trading a huge account, but I ended up losing like $26,000.
No,
this is in the beginning. I almost gave up. I remember calling. I was in Thailand at the time. I called my mom. I'm like, Mommy, I can't do this. I done lost all my money. And I was afraid I was going to have to get a boss and get a job again. I'm going to have to go to work.
Wow.
And she was like, so if you give up now, how are you going to get your money back?
That's mama for you. That's mama for you.
Praise God that
that's
she said
mama.
That.
Yes.
Because I was so ready to just give up.
Wow.
And slowly, this is another question people don't ask. Like, how do you get up after a loss?
That's all I was going there.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
In terms of feelings, I was devastated.
Yes.
I felt like I was stupid.
And let's be real, you just lost $26,000. Some people make that in a year. That's it.
Right. As an educator, that was all my savings, pretty much. I just had a little bit left.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You just lost that much money.
Wow.
And so when you get back up, I feel like, you know, there's the scripture also. It's like, I'm telling you this, Peter, because after you fail, when you get back up, you got to go teach your brothers.
Got to. Yeah.
So when you get back up from that loss, because it happens to all of us.
Yes.
First thing is go back to the basics of what you learned. Mm-hmm. So you do need some kind of education. Go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. Start small.
Yes.
I would say for me, it's a mental punch. Like, it's a punch to your gut. Like, you're thinking, like, I'm stupid. What happened? Like, how could this happen to me? What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Anytime you're in a situation like that, that's not a good place to operate out of, period.
Facts.
Especially for trading.
Facts.
So I would say go to your simulator.
Okay.
get your confidence back up. Also take small trades, buy one share.
That's good.
If you're reading a chart like I teach, read the chart. When you see that it's doing what it's supposed to do, you got to get your confidence back. So buy one share.
That's good.
See that it does well. Do that over and over again. Get the one. Is it profitable? Sell it. Okay, my confidence is building. Okay, now maybe this time I'll do two, but you're building up slowly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, maybe after about 10 times of success, and success might be losing, mm-hmm. but just getting out at your stop versus losing a ton.
Mm-hmm.
My stop at the time would have been, if I had got out when it was $500, then hey, you lose some, you call it a day.
Right.
You get up again.
Right.
But I lost at 20-something thousand. That hurts.
Hurts, yeah.
But that means I didn't have any protection.
Huh. T, I want to ask this question. How much time we got? You know, because I'm like, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we
way over.
Sorry.
Lord Jesus. But, hey, this is good information for us to talk about because I don't want to rush this kind of stuff. This is important for people. How do I ask this question, T? It's a good question. People are hearing you say, okay, get out. Right. Like get as far as like sell the trade. What does that look like literally? So let's say, for example, I get in when the stock is $10, but it goes up to 50. All I gotta do is hit a button and I can sell it at 50 and I get my money instantly. Like, how does that process work when it comes to selling your stock?
It is. You just press a button. But I know you're like, but there's got to be more. Like, right. Have you seen the movie Dumb Money?
Absolutely.
And you know how all of them, like the anxiety over, should we get out? Should we
yes,
get out? And then
yes.
Waiting for one person. That's my biggest fear, actually. For people to just be depending on hearing me mm-hmm. tell them to get out versus, no, I need you to learn it so
for
that
yourself.
You can know how to get out when you want, you know?
Yeah.
But it is pressing a button. But there's three ways that I would suggest.
Okay.
One, so let's do this NVIDIA thing, because I just know it's popular right now and people are wondering about it. So if a stock is just shooting up to the moon, one thing you could do is put in something called a stop loss.
Okay.
It lets the stock keep going up, but if it comes down, then you can get out of the trade.
Okay.
So that's one way. Put in a stop loss, let it keep running, but then if it comes down, you'll get out.
So, for example, I buy it at 10, it shoots up to 1,000. I could put a stop loss at 500. The moment it hits 500, they'll sell it automatically for me.
Yes.
Nice.
But you get to keep your money.
That $500.
That 500, yes, that
profit.
That's
beautiful. Okay.
It allows you to have some peace.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're looking at your phone, and you're like, oh, no, did it go down? What happened? You know?
Right,
but
right.
You're at work. You ain't got time for that.
Facts.
So it gives you peace.
Okay.
Another idea is to sell half or sell a portion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to do with my Disney. Let me get out, take the money that I put in,
okay.
and then just let the rest run.
Okay.
That also gives you a little peace of mind, but it's not as
sexy.
Right. It's not as sexy.
Yeah, because for that example is practically it's if you put $1,000 in and it shoots up to $5,000, you're saying you'll just go in and pull your $1,000 out so you got all of your money,
yeah.
but then you'll just leave the other $4,000 to grow because that wasn't your money in the beginning.
Yes, and it's important too to have a goal.
Yes.
That's why I like trading for goals. Like if you're buying a car, okay, the car cost $30,000 and the payment is $700.
Yes.
Every time I make $700 or a multiple of $700, I'm gonna sell so I can pay for my car note.
Love it.
And then I'm gonna do 10 car notes.
Love it.
I have one student actually. She took an account from $500 to $22,000 just in stocks. But she said, Terry, I did lots of little small hits. If it made $100, I'd sell, get my $100. Or if $300, I'd sell, get my $300. And that's how she built from $500 to $22,000.
So let's say, because I've never done this before, I may for the first time ever, y'all may just see me take a little bit of my petty cash and learn from Terry and enter into this day trading, because my brother's getting into day trading. A couple of my pastor friends are getting into day trading. I'm not a huge fan of it. Y'all ain't lied to you. This is for Anthony O'Neill, though, right? But I'm like, now I'm like, I got some extra money. I think I might just get in on this because I'm like, Terry, let's say for example, I just want to put $1,000 in something. Just $1,000.
The way you say that. Okay.
$1,000. That's it. Just $1,000. What would you tell Anthony O'Neill to do?
See, but I know Anthony O'Neill.
Right.
I know that you're super busy.
Right.
So you don't have time to look at it.
I sure don't.
I would say invested in, I mean, I still would say invest in the S&P. But you can still watch that. When it makes a little bit, then sell it. Do you have a goal for your 1,000? That would be the next question I'd ask.
You know, I mean, that's a good question right there. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So, I mean, for me, I just built the pool. I would love to get my money back from the pool.
Do you mind saying how much the pool cost?
$120,000.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to start investing with a little more than $1,000. Let's hear. However.
No.
What we can do with your 1,000.
But yeah, how much can my 1,000 make a month if I'm doing it right?
A month. See, if you were trading options, so in Trade and Travel, we also teach options. Okay. If you were trading options, it could go farther. But let's just assume, like, you were investing in...
You know me, Anthony gonna do safe stuff.
Right. Well, I was thinking, like, Meta for you. Because it also would give a dividend and it would go up. Right?
Okay.
So Meta, one of the things we would look at is how much does it move in a day?
Okay.
I'd have to look at that. But let's say it moves $5 a day.
Okay.
You could be a swing trader and let it stay for the month.
Okay.
And every time it hits $5 a day times... That's $25 a week.
$25 a week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you doing stock or you doing option? You doing stock, right?
Yeah. So I'm making $100 a month off of my $1,000.
Because the stock is $520-something.
Right.
So you only get 2 shares.
Okay.
So.
It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, so not a lot of money. So 2 shares.
That's y'all see her face. She's like, that's why I told you I need to invest more.
Than $1,000. but we just trying to, you know.
We just trying to learn,
trying to move from $1,000 to
$22,000. Facts.
So he's going to make about $50 a week.
Okay.
I would say actually for you, every time it gets to maybe $100, go buy a little toy for your pool. Like that's, you know, like you got to use the $100 for something. You still have the 2 shares and then you use the money.
I'm trying to put $100 back in the bank account for the pool.
Okay, just know it's going to take you a little longer.
I mean, absolutely, it's $1,200 a year.
$1,000 to $100,000. That's like from $1,000 to $100,000 is like 100,000% return.
But see, what I'm trying to do is give them a practical understanding of what could happen.
So then let's not do Meta because it's too expensive. Let's do AMD.
AMD.
Okay. AMD is like. $170.
Okay, so now I'm down to maybe about 8 shares.
Yeah, so now you can get 8 shares. It moves, let's say it moves like $3 a day. So that means on average you can make, let's say you had 10 shares.
Okay.
In a day you'd make about $30 on that trade. And it's not going to do that every day.
Right.
But now we got $30. Your upside is potentially $150 a week. On the low side, let's say $50.
It's not
and
bad.
That's assuming it went up every day. Like I said, it's going to be up and down. That, you can start doubling your 1,000.
That's like $500 best case scenario, still $200 worst case scenario.
So that's
not bad off of a $1,000 investment.
Because,
I mean, 2 months, best case scenario, I got my money back. 3-4 months, I got my money back, worst case scenario. It's not bad.
And worst case scenario, you still own 5 shares of a stock.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually over time, it'll still do well because you're doing a healthy company.
This is so good.
So you don't have to sell it. You could keep it.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to invest.
Do you want to try it?
I'm going to try it.
I have to teach Tiffany. Like Tiffany wants me to teach her how to trade.
I'm serious.
So you going to be in the class too? We're teaching you how to trade?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
I'm so serious. Because, I mean, I have the basics and the foundation down. And I am looking at different money streams that can generate money. But I don't have the time, nor do I have the desire to want to sit there all day looking at the money.
And you won't have to do that.
That's
I think
good.
That's a misconception, too.
See, that's why I said
You have to stare at the computer all day, especially for these more longer-term swing trades.
Okay.
If you're in a healthy company, you can do... So I'm going too technical, but I was going to say you can look at charts at a higher time frame.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you like, okay, in this month, you can assume that it'll go from 100 to maybe 130.
Yeah.
Put an alarm in your phone when it gets to 130 so that you can sell it and take some profit.
Listen. We are going to be going through all of this April 15th through the 19th.
Wait, pause. We're going to be going through the beginning, first part of this.
Thank you for correcting me. We are going to be going through the beginning part of how to take your first trade, you guys.
For all the newbies, for all the people that got to start over again, for all the people looking at retirement, for those that have financial advisors and don't really understand, so you can talk better to them.
Yes.
That's who. And for all those who just want some motivation from Anthony O'Neill.
Hey, man, listen. I mean, don't come just for me. Come to get this information. Come get the wisdom and the knowledge that can change your financial future. And to me, that's important to really, really get this information. And so sign up today. Go to tradeandtravel.com/Anthony. And if you sign up today, you are all going to get her list of 30 companies that has helped her make millions. And it is I've seen the numbers for myself that it is, she's made millions doing it. And now she's making more millions teaching this. But I've seen her make millions trading and doing what she's doing. And it's just phenomenal. I think the first time she came on the show, she had made close to $1 million in that day. She hasn't
and
made
showed a showed it to you on the phone.
Yeah, literally showed it to me on the phone. So we're going to link that on the show notes to where y'all can go back and learn more about Terry, of who she is and what she's doing. And even you'll learn more about Terry, the individual. That was a real dope show. But I really wanted this show to really be some practical nuggets that you can apply so that you can come join us on April 15th through the 19th for the Take Your First Trade Challenge. It's $97. You guys, it simply means don't go out to eat one time this month. That's it. Don't go out to eat one time this month. Get this information. Come with your $100, $500, $1,000, whatever that is extra. Listen, I'm going to say it in front of my sister. Don't take nothing from your investments already. Do not go into your emergency savings account to do this. Don't skip over making a payment. I'm going to say that. But I'm talking about use your extra income that you have, your surplus income, your dating income, your weave income.
Again.
No, I don't. Stay right here. Stay right here. Use your extra income to come be a part of this and invest that because I'm going to do it, you know, and I'm going to have a good time.
Can I make one note, too?
No, you can't.
First of all, also, if you feel like you don't have the money now, come learn still.
Absolutely.
Get the learning now so that when the money comes later, you'll have the knowledge already.
All day.
Like, that's the key.
All day.
Come learn now.
Man, I'm loving it. Well, listen, y'all, this is the end of the show. Go to tradeandtravel.com/Anthony. If you go there, you get access to that. And we will get you the list after the challenge. We'll get you that 30 list so that way we can get it out to everyone at the same time. So just give us until the end of that week so that way we can give you that. That's a free bonus just here for my community. Thank you so much for that, T. And if you're new to the channel today, hey, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, join the E3 community. We're all about, you know, increasing in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom. Every single show we're dialed in on, hey, if it doesn't fit these three things, if it doesn't fit abundance, increasing our abundance, increasing our wellness internal, and increasing our freedom, financial freedom, peace freedom, you name it, it's just not going to be on this show. And so this is very, very important to me. And so I really want you to be a part of this family. And do me a favor. The only way we can spread this message is if you hit that thumbs up button. So hit the thumbs up button if you love this information, because I promise you, we got so much more stuff coming. And I look forward to seeing you. We're going to be in Charleston, South Carolina in front of the big screen. So I look forward to seeing you there on April 15th. Let me know. I want to see everybody from my community inside of the chat. I want to see you on the screens. Yeah, I love that place, man. I love exactly where they are. So we'll see you there. See you in the next show. Peace out. Love you. God bless you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.